Now to Kansas, where rarely does a race for the state legislature generate much interest outside that district's boundaries. But that's just what's happening this year, all due to an online comic strip. A campaign in the Kansas City suburb of Olathe is drawing attention and money from around the world. Maria Carter of member station KCUR reports.
What's an idealistic first-time candidate to do? Democratic strategists here in Kansas say you'd need at least $26,000 to have any shot at beating a Republican incumbent. After 2 weeks of knocking on doors, challenger Sean Tevis had only $25 and two dog bites. So Tevis put his skills running a corporate webpage to work. He posted a stick figure comic strip online.
The title is Running for Office. It's like a flame war with a forum troll, but with an eventual winner. And to most people, that's gobbledygook.
The comic is filled with inside jokes relating to other webcomics, terms like downmodding and the online phenomenon rickrolling.
That's where you put a link somewhere and you say, hey, go see this cool thing because it's really neat. And you click on the link and instead of finding what you were expecting, suddenly you're redirected to a video of the singer Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give You Up.
But it's more than just jokes. It's the story of a first-time candidate. Log on to the comic and you'll see a bearded stick figure. Tell Tevis $26,000 is easy. Relax, he says. You just need 52 people who could donate $500. The stick figure Tevis responds, I know two such people. So, to his advisor's chagrin, Tevis breaks it down. 3,000 people, $8.34 apiece, and includes an appeal to the internet masses.
In less than 4 hours, my server crashed because I was getting about 8 to 10 people per second visit that webpage. And I was astonished.
He put the site back up and hit his fundraising goal in less than a day. In the week and a half before his first campaign finance report was due, he'd done something unprecedented in raising more than $96,000 from almost 6,000 people, many of whom have never set foot in Kansas. His Republican opponent was shocked.
There's no way I want to compete with that.
Arlen Siegfried is a Republican incumbent. He says he expects to raise around $35,000 and despite recent knee surgery, will do most of his campaigning the old-fashioned way, door-to-door.
I will start it on crutches if I have to, but because it has to start here pretty soon.
Siegfried gets much of his money from businesses and lobbyists, but he's updated his website so people can pledge online. Both candidates join a long list of political hopefuls trying to use the internet to rake in money for their campaigns. Joseph Astrip chairs the political science department at Kansas State University. He says while others have had success soliciting money online, he hasn't seen anything like this.
His appeal and the way in which he did it is particularly 21st century. And so he is on the cutting edge of a different way to raise money for your campaign.
And for Sean Tevis, nearly $100,000 means he's gone from being the Democratic underdog in a mostly Republican district to trying to figure out how to win the race and not disappoint his online fans. For NPR News, I'm Maria Carter in Kansas City.
Understand, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.